No, we'll get to that. The question was asked, being that we learned in Rav Chanan Wasserman's Kovetz Ma'amarim, that a person's supposed to ask himself, what is the purpose of creation? And then what is the purpose of my life? What am I supposed to accomplish? What happens if a person says, my purpose is to work for world peace, or my purpose is to achieve equal rights for women, or whatever. So then a person can feel like they found a purpose. So firstly, Rav Yochanan Wasserman said that one is not looking inside oneself for the answer to that question. If one is honest, then one is supposed to ask himself, what does God want of me? What was the purpose of creation? It's not a question, gee, what do I feel is going to be right? Maybe what's going to be right is for me to kill 50 million people and become king of the world. You know, Lenin and Stalin also said they're trying to do good things for the world. So they murdered a few million people. No, more than Hitler. Quite an accomplishment, right? And still, that's not acceptable. You see, they transgressed the Noahide laws in a pretty extreme way. And we don't say, well, they were looking for the meaning of life, and in the name of the meaning of life, they did something very, very cruel. No, what Rav Chanan Wasserman said was that a person has to ask oneself, what was the purpose of creation? And then what purpose does the Creator have for me? And that's not a question of what would I like my purpose in life to be. That's a question of what would He like my purpose in life to be. That's a cardinal difference. And that's why a person should reach the conclusion that he has certain obligations, irrespective of whether he would like to have meaning in life by ensuring that the whales aren't caught with the tuna. That's very nice. That's admirable. I have no problem. I also don't want whales in my tuna.
God has a problem.
I don't think that the two are mutually exclusive. But I also don't think that what we learned is addressed with that answer. The fact that people choose to give meaning to their lives through certain actions does not mean that they have addressed the question which they are obligated to address, which is, why did God create me? Not what can I find that will give me a feeling of satisfaction, which is really what they're saying, not a source of meaning. Meaning, there are two approaches to this question. One approach is, what are my responsibilities in this world? The other approach is, what will make me feel good in this world? Those are two different approaches. So one person is on a high level and he can say, what will make me feel good? And then he could come back with the answer that the woman Teresa said, and that is, only a life lived for others is a life worth living. That's very nice. It's very kind. But does it address the real question? The question is not what will give me a sense of purpose and meaning. The question is, what does the Creator expect of me? Those are two different questions. So the fact that a person can find meaning by donating to the Red Cross and traveling around the world helping the poor, that's very nice, but that does not yet address the question, which is his obligation to ask himself, what does the Creator want of me?
How is he supposed to know that?
How's he supposed to know that? That's where we left off, that Rav Chanan Wasserman said he has to do research, and that's why I said it's not expected of him to have the answer at age 13 or 15 or 18, and it could be that in his scenario he could never reach that answer, and that won't be held against him. You find in the story of the people of Nineveh, Hashem said you had thousands of people who could not possibly get the answer. And Hashem says he does not hold it against them. On the contrary, he has compassion for them. So there are scenarios where a person cannot get the answer, but that does not preclude the responsibility to attempt to get the answer.
So if your passion of a meaning, or whatever you want to call it, doesn't contradict the Noahide laws, then it's okay?
It might be even better than okay if a person has a passion for and he finds meaning by doing things that are good for society or for a part of society or for a part of the ecosystem or something else. That's fine.
That's on Jews, then it has to be a separate criteria.
I didn't hear you.
For for Jews, it's a separate criteria.
A Jew's responsibility is a different world. We're not talking about a Jew right now. You began with a Noahite, so we're continuing with a Noahite. You want to talk about a Jew, that's a different question. But a Noahite has a responsibility to ask himself, why was I created? And the answer to that is not what will give me a feeling of meaning, but rather let me research, is there any source? Has God left any signs? Has he left any message anywhere? How am I supposed to know? So I have to do my homework. I have to do work.
So then I guess since we're talking about non-Jews, then I guess the direct answers can other religions that fill that void.
Correct. And that's why if a person were to say, I found my calling in Buddhism, we would say he's going to get the death penalty because he found his calling. To the best of my understanding, Buddhism is a form of paganism. And so he found his calling in something that's prohibited. And no one asked him what he feels is good. His responsibility is to verify what's right, not just what feels good.
Why should we expect Goy to be obligated by another religion set of rules?
So that's what Rav Elchanan Wasserman said. It's not that we're coming in the name of the Torah and saying, every non-Jew better do what we say. In other words, keep the Noahide laws. But rather, the expectation is every human being should be a thinking human being and a questioning human being. And through his thought and questioning, he should reach a point where he questions whatever religion he's in, whatever dogma he's being brought up with. And he should ask himself, wait, does this make sense? Is this true? There must be a purpose here. Am I fulfilling my purpose? So he should be questioning. He should be looking into it.
And you know that the seven rule, the seven Noah thing is true?
Eventually he has to verify that. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Even in the Torah, in the written Torah, we don't have anything that say about it. And so they come to Jewish, and Jewish people, they told the oral Torah.
Wait, we'll get there. That's a good question. Rav Elchanan Wasserman will address that question directly further down the road. So that, we'll get to that. Okay? Yaakov, say that.
I don't understand. If the Buddhists